This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are recording this show on Thursday, September the 26th, 2019, for broadcast on the 28th and 29th of September. We have a very busy show. We have a lot going on. We have the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testifying before Congress. Meanwhile, we have Nancy Pelosi holding her weekly press conference. So if anything breaks, we'll let you know as soon as possible. So we have an action-packed show. Also on the line is one Walter Yerkew. Walt, how are we doing today?
Yeah, we're doing good, man. We're doing good. How are you doing today?
Not bad. Can't complain. Anyways, let's go to first order of business. Those in the law enforcement communities who were murdered in the line of duty. First, we want to remember Captain Vincent Liberto Jr., of the Mandeville Police Department in Mandeville, Louisiana. End of watch, September 20th, 2019. He was shot during a car chase. The perpetrator is alive and in custody. Also, we want to remember Deputy Sheriff Chris Hulsley of the Meade, Kentucky Sheriff's Office. End of watch, September 21st, 2019. Deputy Halsey died in line of duty as he had suffered a heart attack while struggling with a perp while the execution of a warrant. No word about the status of the perp. Anyways, Walt, second order of business is Donald Trump and the Ukraine. Some whistleblower that Donald Trump called a political hack said that the president did something and needed to be exposed, brought up. He's looking for protection. He's also the whistleblower also lawyered up, got one of Bill Clinton impeachment lawyers who also donated to Joseph Biden. So there's actually no conflict of interest there. So what does Donald Trump do? He released the transcripts of the telephone conversation between the Ukrainian president and himself. And it is a big nothing burger. From what it looks like, the conversation has Attorney General Bill Barr and his lawyer, who's also a former U.S. attorney, and New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, looking at a software company called CrowdStrike in the involvement of Joe Biden, the vice president, former vice president of the U.S., and Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden. A Ukrainian prosecutor, and some shady business dealings in the Ukraine. Now, in case you were living under a rock, Hunter Biden went to the Ukraine with his father on Air Force Two to set up an energy company where he would eventually receive a salary of $50,000 per month. That's not $50,000 a year or $50,000 stipend. That's $50,000 per month, despite Hunter Biden's investment of his own, no experience in the energy industry. So anyways, a Ukrainian prosecutor wanted to look into this very, very suspicious activity. And then Joe Biden said to the Ukrainian government, like, listen, we'll give you $1 billion loan guarantee only if you have this prosecuting attorney fired. If you don't fire him, you're not getting your $1 billion in loan guarantees. Now, the Ukrainian government needed that $1 billion to fight off Russia. So anyways, long story short, the man was fired. Ukraine got their loan guarantees, and Hunter Biden went to set up this, be part of this energy company receiving $50,000 per month. Now, it wouldn't be, now people would say, oh, that's balderdash. Well, there's actual videotape of Joe Biden at the Council of Foreign Relations, which is a One World Government organization that's just awful, said that, actually said it, said, listen, you ain't getting your money unless you get rid of this guy. And so he's throwing out his prowess to his Globus buddies about the power he has to make sure his son gets his $50,000 per year. And, of course, Donald Trump wanted to look into that because it's very suspicious. And the critics are saying, well, Rudy Giuliani's just trying to dig up dirt. Listen, Rudy Giuliani's not Donald Trump's personal attorney to go just dig up dirt. I mean, he has people, the other people do that. That's not Rudy's modus operandi, if they, you want to say. Well, what's your take of this so far?
Well, I've been following this a little bit. Excuse me. I've been following this a little bit. And you got Mr. McGuire up here, you know, the DNI. He is getting attacked by Democratic side. And we expected that because it's Donald Trump that's in question here. We expected that. I don't see where it's, how can I say, it's confirmed that this whistleblower has credibility. They're not naming him or her. They're speculating as to what the conversation was, because it's supposed to have been, the conversation is supposed to have been put in some type of secret computer, something or other that they have in the White House now. I mean, it's not like the tapes, you know, the missing 18 minutes and stuff like that. Everything is digitalized and stuff. So it's much harder to hide something. You know, Mr. Trump has been an open book since day one. Of course, he's the president. Of course, he has secrets, and rightly so. That's why we elect the guy. I don't need to know everything the guy does. I don't, you know, he puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like I do, you know, just like Nancy Pelosi does. We have a system here. It's called the whistleblower. I sound like a dumbass today. The whistleblower
protection.
Right.
The Whistleblower Protection Act, where if you... Where
I have a little
someone
bit
sees...
insight on this whistleblower thing, okay? Now, a whistleblower needs to have a confirmed issue to whistleblow, all right? This is speculation. We don't know who it is. Will we ever find out who it is? I don't know. But this poor guy here, McGuire, is getting... rattled by these people. I don't think he's got the experience, you know, getting rattled by idiots. It's hard to keep up with an idiot because you're so far ahead of them. You know what I mean? The questions. They're asking him questions that need an explanation. And as soon as he starts to talk, he says, it's a yes or no question. Or she says, it's a yes or no question. And then they cut him off. That's not fair. The guy has an explanation. Let him speak. But as far as this thing between the White House and Ukraine over in Kyiv, we'll get back to right after our first break. That's wonderful. This is 75 Radio. The Scoop, this is Walter. We'll be back after this short break. Thank you very much.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher, certified, put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back talking about the whistleblower, Trump's phone call to the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Director of National Intelligence getting grilled on Congress, and Nancy Pelosi just running her fat mouth. She looked like, I'm watching Nancy Pelosi on YouTube. She just looks like hell. Go ahead, Walter.
Well, she always looks like hell. You know, this is how I see it. You know, it's the president of the United States. You know, they busted his chops when he talked to Putin on the phone. They busted his chops when he talked to the Chinese premier. They busted his chops when they talked to Kim Jong-un over there in North Korea. You know, every time this guy makes a phone call, it's scrutinized no matter who it's to. Why is he called? Well, he's the leader of the free world. He's supposed to talk to the other leaders. Oh, you know, the call to the Ukraine happened. He spoke to Volodymyr Zelensky, which means his first name is Walter also, because that's what it is in Ukrainian. Why do I know that? One guess. Okay. Anyway, I don't see a problem with Mr. Trump asking Mr. Zelensky what's going on with the Biden case. You know, what's going on with Biden? You know, it's a question. If he's asking another leader about somebody who wants to be the leader of the free world, and has a history with them, you know, like you mentioned in the first segment, you know, with the Hunter Biden fiasco from 9 years ago, I think he has every right to know. And they're calling this guy who heard, well, everybody listens in on these phone calls now. It's not just, you know, Nixon calling up, you know, B.B. Rebozo, you know, talking about dinner. Everybody listens to this stuff, and it's a select few. Somebody in that select few, and it could be a dozen, it could be two dozen people listening to it, to see if the call is politically correct. I think it's another White House infiltrator that is seeking his or her 15 minutes of fame. I don't have a problem with Mr. Trump talking to Zelensky. I don't have a problem with Mr. Trump calling me and my past. You know, it's not a big deal. That's what the man is supposed to do. You know, and, you know, I think this is just Mr. Trump being a president. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. What I have a problem is that we are spending, well, not we, these people in this House Intelligence Committee, which they got to get rid of that middle name, Intelligence. They should just call it the House Committee, or half the House Intelligence Committee, because half of them are idiots. attacking this man, spending our money doing this to try to figure out if the phone call was politically correct or not, politically incorrect, and or an abomination of what the president is supposed to do. And with these impeachment things, you know, these people dressing up and going in front of a microphone trying to impeach the president. Guy hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't done anything illegal. You know, he didn't get a BJ in the Oval Office like Billy did. It's just unbelievable what they're doing to this man. Every time he turns around and unbuttons or buttons a button on his shirt, it's such a stupid thing to do. The guy's running for president. He has every right to know who his adversaries or opponents are and what they represent, so he could speak his mind at a public debate. And I think that's what this is about. Then again, that's just my opinion. You know, I'm just a dumb kid from Brooklyn. But I think Mr. Trump has to do something about this committee. It's ridiculous. Every time somebody farts in the wind and it goes the wrong way, they got to question why he ate bagels or why he ate beans or why he ate, in this case, pierogies and hula bats. You know, it's ridiculous. Those are two Ukrainian dishes, by the way. Anybody that has any culture has had a pierogi and a bats. Hula bats is just stuffed cabbage. So,
right.
But, and that's what I meant by the fart in the wind. The whistleblower
that was Walter
claimed he learned from several sources, though, you know, that the White House has locked down the records and particularly a word-for-word transcript. Now, listen, you know, it's hard to determine what was said in the phone call if the transcript has been locked down. And if it was locked down, well, you got to prove that it was locked down. You know, it may have been moved to another section of this computer, but I don't see anybody going after Hillary Clinton and all of her locked down emails. So,
you mean deleted emails?
Well, deleted, locked down, what's the difference? They're not available to the public. They've been made not available to the public. And, you know, the lockdown phone call between Trump and Zelensky, maybe there is sensitive material. It's not for everybody's freaking ears. I know I don't care about the damn phone call.
Right. Well, breaking news, Nancy Pelosi's done flapping her gums. Nothing said other than Trump sucks. In terms of Trump, I think just that the government media complex, the Democrat Party, they are scared of Trump. Trump was in New York at the United Nations giving a speech talking about, it's about patriots. You know, a free country is made up of patriots. You never heard that about Obama or just about anybody, any other president that addressed the United Nations about patriotism, about nationalism, about, you know, standing up for your country, about liberty. It's always, you know, one government, one world, one government, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, they didn't like that. Also, Trump's press conference was awesome. He mentioned the 33,000 emails that Hillary Clinton, those emails were subpoenaed by Congress, and she deleted them. She did not produce the 33,000 emails, and Congress did absolutely nothing because, like I said before, and I'll say it till the day I die, nobody in Washington goes to jail. I mean, I know three people went to jail. One was Tom DeLay, another one was Jim Wright, and the other one was Jim Traficant. They sent Traficant to jail because he spoke the truth. They didn't like that, and Traficant was a Democrat. So we're going to get a big bag of nothing. The media's in the pocket. On MSNBC yesterday, they cut away from Trump's press conference because they said Trump was saying that Ukraine did not investigate Biden. Biden did some wrongdoing. And so they cut away. It says, we're cutting away. We don't want to, which is a lie. And it said, because Trump is lying, which he was not. Because, again, if the Ukrainian government did investigate both Hunter and Joe Biden or their shenanigans, then we'd know about it. And, you know, there's probably a violation of the RICO statute because Joe Biden is strong-armed the Ukrainian government. You better do this or else. And I mean, Hunter Biden, he's just if his last name was Trump, forget about it. Trump would have been, he never been elected. Just look at this guy. He was he's got a known drug problem. He crashed his car. They found drug paraphernalia in it. After his brother died of brain cancer. Bo Biden, he decided to go shack up with his the widow of his brother for a while. But then right after they broke up, he marries this other girl. So there's rumors that he was cheating with his brother's widow with another girl. But Hunter Biden did serve proudly in the U.S. Navy, just like Chester Nimitz, Bo Halsey, Chris Kyle, yours truly, and Sean Bergen. When he was a naval reservist officer at age 41, but he was part of the public affairs department down in Norfolk, Virginia, but he only served a very short time because he popped a random urinalysis. So they tell you day one in the Navy, zero tolerance for drugs, and just on a random drug test, he was separated from service in the public affairs department. I mean, he wasn't even going to go on a boat to go anywhere or do anything. But you know that, and of course, you know, Daddy got him the job with the Naval Reserve Public Affairs Office. But anyways, we'll be right back. We'll talk about protesting in D.C. and this Greta Thunberg and anything else we got on the book. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, Ray Manzarek.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing continues on Capitol Hill into what is arguably one of the most famous phone calls ever made, as it concerns President Trump speaking to the President of Ukraine and asking him to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Opening a House hearing today, California Democrat Adam Schiff said that the July phone call betrayed the president's oath of office.
Our president sacrificed our national security and our Constitution for his personal political benefit.
Republicans, like the ranking member of the committee, Devin Nunes, say it's Democrats who are looking for political gain by falsely claiming the president committed an impeachable offense.
This latest gambit by the Democrats to overturn the people's mandate is unhinged and dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The United States and Japan have signed an agreement to eliminate tariffs and expand market access in some sectors. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow discusses the new trade deal.
It covers agriculture, so our farmers would be able to finally ship stuff to Japan. That's always been a stumbling block. And in return for which, we're going to make it easier for them to buy our industrial commodities and our industrial supplies.
Kudlow is speaking on Fox and Friends. First-time claims for unemployment benefits rising last week. The Labor Department says 213,000 Americans filed initial claims, 3,000 more than the previous week's revised total. A new study says milk keeps you hydrated better than water. The researchers in Scotland comparing the hydration response to a variety of drinks, finding beverages with a little bit of sugar, fat, and protein keep you hydrated longer than water does. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back with 7-5 Radio. All right, earlier this week, Monday, there was a group called Shutdown DC had a climate change protest. They're protesting the weather. These people were shut down DC traffic coming from Maryland, coming in from Virginia, shut down major arteries. They shut down Interstate 395, which runs right through DC and New York Avenue, which is a major thoroughfare. Pardon me. They shut down 395 coming across a 14th Street bridge. They were shut down the intersection at 12th and Independence Avenue, which is a location of lots of government offices. They shut down DuPont Circle, shut down K Street and 16th Street, another major thoroughfare for government workers. So, and these people came loaded for bear. They had a small sailboat on a trailer, deflated the tires, and managed to attach themselves to the boat. Another intersection, they had a van, an old beat-up, looked like a Dodge van, with people in it and couldn't move. They also had people on New York Avenue at the on-ramp to 395, people standing in the street, so on, so including a dude in a wheelchair. And my personal opinion, MPD, or the Metropolitan Police Department, did a horrendous job getting these people out of there. They gave them three chances. They said, disperse or else you're going to go to jail. So people that did not want to go to jail got on the sidewalk so traffic can move, but other people did not. So 32 people arrested, but they gave them, they would tell them, hey, you got you need to move or else. They gave him three chances in between about 2 minutes, but more like half an hour, honestly, before they took action, before they were sent off to jail. Now, for the situation with the small sailboat with the deflated tires, these people were attached themselves somehow, so they had to get some grinders and grind the people out of the off the trailer, which was very interesting. And then for the van, Metropolitan Police Department showed up with a tow truck, put it on the tow truck, and moved it out of the way at about 1.5 miles an hour. And people were screaming, "You got people on the van! You can't do that!" So that was very interesting. Also, you had another guy there wearing a pair of Daisy Dukes with rainbow suspenders, twerking. Twerking in the middle of the street. If you don't know what twerking is, it's like an obscene dance. I yelled at my daughter. I said, "If you twerk, you're it's for stupid people." So this guy is shaking his rear end on camera. And then somebody's littering the street, covering him with look like rainbow confetti. So they're protesting climate change and promoting being a good environmentalist by throwing confetti in the street. And while this gentleman, I use the term loosely, was twerking, he held a plastic water bottle, so which will probably end up in a landfill or end up in the ocean. Again, so they did this in a town of a liberal town. As they're doing this, you had tens of thousands of cars burning fossil fuels, putting carbon monoxide in the air, just wasting time. So nothing got done. No legislation was made. Worst part about it was people were bringing their school-age children, pulling them from school to go to this thing. And it was just an embarrassment for everybody all around. Thankfully, I found another way to work today. That day I didn't have to go through the District of Columbia. Walt, did you watch any of this climate foolishness?
I saw that little girl from Sweden. What was her name? Thungren? I can't remember
Greta
her first
Thunberg.
Name.
Greta Thunberg. We'll talk to her about her in a
Thunberg.
Minute.
Yeah, that's pretty much what what I saw on this climate change stuff. I don't know. Climate change. What's climate change? Four seasons a year. You know, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You get seasons, just sometimes you only get two, but it's really considered winter in Miami if it's 93 degrees on December 21st. Climate change, Jesus, happens every day, climate change. Two nights ago, it was 53 degrees here in southern Middle Tennessee. Last night, it was 79. You don't know which way to go. You don't know whether to run out the door and get warm or run in the house and get cool or vice versa. Climate change is going to happen. Memory serves me correct, and my memory ain't worth a damn these days. But, in the last 100 years, we've lost or gained 0.01 degrees per capita or per day as a national study or an international study. You got the icebergs breaking up and melting in the ocean and moving.
Right, and we call it weather, and so these people were protesting the weather, the change in the seasons. Walt and I were talking about the other day, people complain, oh, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too this, that, and the other thing, but it's a natural phenomenon, just like people need, just like the bird song, for everything, what's turn, to every season, turn. Which is a book in the Bible. So that was a big protest, which is about to nothing. But anyways, funny you should mention Greta Thunberg. She is a 16-year-old female from Sweden who has a parent. I don't know if it's a mother or father who is an actor in Sweden, and a grandfather was a movie director in Sweden. Well, she came across the Atlantic Ocean from the UK in a multi-million-dollar sailboat that had solar panels on it. And so she wanted to lessen her carbon footprint. Well, anybody that's been a couple weeks in the Navy knows that when you have a boat going across water for days at a time, a couple things happen. Well, first, you need to answer the call of nature. And as you do that, there's two types of tanks, either one or two types of tanks. You got your gray water tanks, which is your kitchen and your bathroom sinks and your showers, and you have your black water tank, which comes from your latrines. So anyways, as you go 3 miles past any coast on the planet, you get to start dumping your tanks. So as she and her crew are doing their business, guess what? They're feeding the ocean of their waste. Secondly, as you're eating and doing on the boat going across the ocean, you generate garbage. And so after so many miles, you get to start to dump your garbage. Now, there's a restriction on what type of garbage you can dump the ocean. If you do plastics, it must be in a large cylinder, or it must be melted, and then you can dump it, and then it becomes a barrier reef. So anyways, as she's coming across the ocean, she's literally dumping her crap and dumping her garbage. But you won't hear anything about that, because when that boat pulled into New York Harbor, did anybody see any garbage getting taken off the boat? No. Secondly, she had either two or four people fly on an airplane from Europe to New York to sail that boat back. So as she's saying she's helping her carbon footprint, well, somebody's got to bring the boat back. Third of all, how's she getting back to Europe? Is she taking the boat back? Is she swimming across or what? So she'll probably be getting on an Airbus or a Boeing aircraft and flying back to Europe, spewing thousands of pounds of fuel and carbon monoxide into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Secondly, if you saw their testimony at this United Nations conference or whatever, she was coached. I mean, she looked like she was giving a speech from either a Harry Potter movie or from one of these World War II movies where they need to rise up and fight against Germany. I mean, it was coached. It was staged. It was just absolutely deplorable. I mean, no 16-year-old, I think she has Asperger's disease, talks like this. So she was definitely coached, and it was embarrassing. But, of course, the media talks about her like she's the greatest thing since Mother Teresa. But we know better. And the best part was she was at the United Nations at the same time our president was at the United Nations. So as she was, I guess, just sitting around or standing around or whatever, so president's going about his way, and he's walking through, and she had a look of disgust because Donald Trump stole her spotlight just walking. But anyways, we're coming on to our final break. We're going to have a hodgepodge, talk about Mikey Garin and his new job and some topless outlaw news. We'll be right back.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Well, our good friend, our marketing director, Mikey Guerin, does not sleep. He took a job being a used car salesman. Well, Mike, why would you take a job as a used car salesman? I asked one day. He's like, well, because I have the ethics of a used car salesman. I guess he watched the movie Used Cars with Kurt Russell and Jack Ward one too many times and decided to go in the used car business. But all kidding. Well, anyways, I thought it was funny. All kidding aside, Mike is at the Auto Simple in Cleveland, Tennessee. They have lots of cars, lots of inventory within your budget. If you got a very tight budget and you're hoping you're just not going to make it, go down and see Mike. Second day on the job, he was able to secure his first sale. Now, granted, it was a 1977 Oldsmobile Cutlass with 273,000 miles on it, missing a driver's side window. He was able to sell the car for $6,500 and gave the customer a 14.9% APR. And the customer happened to be a disabled veteran, Iraq War veteran.
You're killing them. You're killing them.
I'm kidding, folks. Just go down, see Mike. He's not going to screw you because, again, he's not. You know, he's not that type of guy. If he is, just let us know, and we'll rake him across the coals like we usually do. That's Auto Simple in Cleveland, Tennessee, for any car for just about any budget. I mean, if they're going to give me credit, guess what? Go ahead.
We got to tell him. We got to tell Mike to every car he sells, he's got to slap a 75 radio logo sticker on it somewhere. You know, whether it's on the door jam or on the trunk lid, you know, or. Well, make sure somebody sees it. Yeah, we got to get him start slapping some of our stickers on those used cars of his.
Right.
That would be cool.
Just like in the movie Used Car, Kurt Russell's character's name was, I think his last name was Russo. He's running for Congress. He slapped kept slapping bumper stickers on these bumpers of these old cars. And I think one scene, the bumper fell off. Anyways, good luck to Mike. Go down and see him. Even if you don't buy a car, just go down and see him. Say hi. He'd love to hear from all you. Check out – I'm going to post the clip of Used Cars with Marshall Lucky because that's Mike's new nickname is Marshall Lucky. But anyways, from used cars to race cars, we have some Topless Outlaw news. As you know, we are official sponsor of Topless Outlaw. Late model series racing, and this just actually just took off. We never knew it'd be as big as it became, and we got to thank, again, little Mikey Guerin for going up to Mike Robinette, the owner, operator of Tablas also late series racing, and for establishing this partnership. I mean, while you've been out to the tracks, Mike's been out to the track. There's nothing but love from the race fans, and you know we wouldn't be here without you.
It's a tight community, you know, between the drivers. You know, they're all friends. They know each other. But you know, when you're out there on the when they're out on the racetrack, you know, it's, you know, best man wins. Although they're friends, they exchange parts. You know, somebody's car breaks down, they try to help them out, get them back on the track. Because, you know, the money at this point that they're racing for really isn't a whole lot. I mean, you know, you can win, you know, $1,500, $2,500 in a night, but it's costing you $4,000 to race. So, you know, it's a tight-knit community. They look out for each other, except, you know, there's no love lost on the track. You know, it should be. You know, the competition is pretty strong. All you got to do is like tune in, you know, when Mike or I are at the track, we send videos of the of some of the races, and it's bumper to bumper, and they're hitting each other and they're knocking each other off the race course. So I haven't been in about 4 weeks. I plan to go towards the end of the season, which is relatively October, and then they're going to have you know, an awards dinner and stuff, and I plan to attend. And my date will be Mike Guerin, you know, who else? We'll have some fun with that. We'll post with it, and, you know, and thanks again to you know, 75 Raceway and 411 Raceway, and the people in Crossville, you know, the Godsey family, and you know, Topless Outlaw Racing, you know, for letting us be a part of their organization. And a shout out to Jeff Jackson, the driver in the number 8 car that we sponsor. He'll be carrying a nice big logo on his car starting next season from 75 Radio. So we have a lot of fun. It's a real good time. So if you're listening down right here in the Middle South, just head over to East Tennessee. Every Saturday night at a track near you will be a race, you know, during the spring, summer, and early fall months. Right. Shout out to those people out there. Great. Thank you.
But anyways, speaking of Topless Outlaws, Mike put out a press release saying that Topless Outlaw Racing points leader Corey Hedgecock has been suspended from Topless Outlaw Racing indefinitely and will lose 100 points in the standings due to unsportsmanlike conduct and actions detrimental to the sport. Supposedly, the words were exchanged between owner Mike Robinette and Corey Hedgecock. I don't know the full details, but anyways, I thought Corey would be the I thought he'd win the whole thing. But with him being suspended and losing 100 points, we need to know if Corey does manage to be the points leader, is he still going to be are they still going to award him the Topless Outlaw Trophy or Topless Outlaw whatever award they have? Or are they going to give it to the second place winner? So that's something we'll get back to you on that, but that's very interesting. Again, I guess words were exchanged. Tempers run high because, again, it's a competition. You got all these A-type personalities out there. They want to race. They want to win. Nobody goes out to a sporting competition, be it racing, a ball game, hockey game, run – foot race, and like to lose, you know, they say, oh yeah, I'm gonna come out here and lose unless you're going to, unless you're point shaving or some foolishness like that. So, we'll keep abreast of the situation. Anything comes out, we'll put on the website. Also on the website, I, put up the, testimony of one Corey Lewandowski at the judiciary hearing last week. I also found one Candace Owens. She also testified at the judiciary hearing, a different hearing, in front of the House Judiciary Committee. And there was two white women sitting next to her trying to tell everyone how it is to be black in America. You got two liberal white women sitting next to a black woman telling the black woman how it is to be black in America. And Ms. Owen just destroyed her. And also in the clip, she testified to Congress on something else and destroyed Congress again. So it's a good clip. But, I mean, that's the left for you. They want nothing more than to get, you know, people of color out of poverty, but they want to do it. They don't want the people of color doing themselves. They don't want Republicans to do it. But, you know, they know how it feels to be a person of color living in a black neighborhood, even though they're rich upper middle-class white people. Well, last couple minutes, you have anything else for this for this weekend or anything upcoming in your life, any appearances, any court dates, anything of that nature?
No court dates that I know of. No appearances, you know, for me, except, you know, with the Topless Outlaw Racing extravaganza banquet coming up shortly. I'm not sure of the date, but I'll put it up next time we're on if I find out.
Right. definitely don't want to miss that. You got got Walter.
I'm going to have to ask Mike what the attire is going to be. I don't know if I'm going to have to wear, you know, overalls or a cut-off T-shirt or a cut-off flannel shirt. I don't know. But all in jest, that's going to be fun. Like I said, Mike will probably be my date. And nice guy. Never lets me pay for anything. So I guess, you know, he's my date. You know, I don't know. I don't pay for him. So, you know, it's not like it's an escort. So there's not going to be any ramifications for promoting escort services or that sort of thing. We have fun with Mike. I talked to Mike, as a matter of fact, late last week, and wished him luck on his new venture out there with the used cars. So we talked for a few minutes, and you know, hand it to the guy. You know, he's another one of them guys that got in trouble, fell on his face, came back, and he's still going strong. So, if you need a job,
yep, that's why
people.
Right. This is Peter Scoop standing for Walter Yurko. Remind everybody, you have the power to make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.